Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach. We are holding on Daf Nun Tesam Beis. We're at the two dots at the very bottom of the page on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Shaki Klar, the Ilui Nishmas Yenti Bas Avram, by Dr. Avishai Newman, Lezecha Nishmas Chaim Naftali, Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Lezecha Nishmas Sarah Freda Bas Avram Aryeh, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship. So we are holding again at the two dots on the bottom of the Tassim Beis. The Gemara is first going to discuss whether a person is supposed to recite a Shechianu or Atov HaMeitiv on items that he already owns, whether he owns them already because he got them by Yerusha, or whether he owns them because he's previously purchased them. And there may be a difference between those two things, whether he recites a bracha. The Gemara is then going to have two explanations as to why it is that Leah was permitted to daven for the gender of the baby, considering that we learned in the Mishnah that that's considered to be a tefillah shav when one davens for a particular gender after they are already pregnant. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that that it's a lack of bitachon for a person to have a sense of pachad, for a person to live with a sense of fear. A Baal Bitachon has a certain sense of nachas in their life, except for when it comes to Divrei Torah. A person can have pachad for forgetting Divrei Torah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the different tefillos that one says when they go on their way into a city and out of the city. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about all of the brachos that one says, starting from a mapil all the way through Birchos HaShachar the next morning, and at what point exactly a person recites those brachos. At the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about four different sources that were supposed to be Mevarich al Hara'a b'simcha, that just like you Mevarich al Atova with a sense of simcha, a person should be Mevarich al Hara'a b'simcha. And then the Gemara is going to conclude with the story, famous story of Rabbi Akiva saying, Kol David Rachmana L'tav Avid, even when it seemed that everything was not looking so good. So let's begin two dots. So he said, if a person builds a new house or buys new kelim, so he recites a bracha. That's only if he doesn't have the equivalent kelim already. But if he already has kelim like that, then it's not necessary for him to recite a new bracha. Even if he already has such kelim, he says such a bracha. And Rashi points out, how does he have it? Miyerusha, ho'olulinyin kniya chadashu etzlo, tzarech levarich. Because as far as kinyin is concerned, this is still new to him, and therefore he recites a bracha, because this is the first time he's ever being kona, he's ever making the purchase himself. So mechlal, d'chikana v'chazer v'kana, d'vrei kol ein tzarech levarich. So the first version of this conversation goes, that if a person purchases the same kli a second time, he does not recite a bracha. Machlokes, if he had it miyerusha, and then he purchases a kli, whether he says a bracha, but if he purchased it twice, then definitely no bracha on the second time. The ikadamri, but then there's another version of this discussion where Amrafuna Lashana Lashalo Kana Vakana. Aval Kana Vakana Ain Sarich Levarich. That if a person purchases it twice, then he does not need to say a bracha, but that's only Shitas Rafuna. From Yochram Rafilu Kana Vakana Tsarich Levarich, that even if he buys it a second time, he's still going to recite a bracha. But in the second version, if he had it be Yerusha and then he bought it, then everyone would agree that he has to recite a bracha. So says Gemara, which version is correct? The Brisa says that he buys a new house or buys new kelim, he builds a new house or buys new kelim, and ein lo kayotze behem, he doesn't have the equivalent already, then he says a bracha. But yesh lo kayotze behem, ein tzarech levarich. If he already has it, he does not say a bracha. Divra mer, that's Rameir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bein kach tzarech levarich. That he has to say a bracha even if he already has it. So what do you see? That there's a machlokas tanaim if he already has it and then he buys it. It doesn't seem that there's any machlokas tanaim if he bought it and then he buys it. Apparently, if he bought it and then he buys it, everyone's going to agree that he does not say a bracha. That's very much like the first lashon. So bishlam lishna kamba, Rav Huna Huna Krav Meir. Rav Huna aligns perfectly with Rav Meir, and that Ein Sarach Levarich, even if you just have it, Rav Yochanan, Krav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan aligns with Rav Yehuda, that if you just have it, you do need to say a bracha. But if you bought it, everyone would agree you don't say a bracha. El Lishna Basra, but according to the Lishna Basra, Bishlam Rav Huna Krav Yehuda, Rav Huna would align with Rav Yehuda, because Rav Huna says in the Lishna Basra that Kana v'chazer v'kana, there's no need for a new bracha. But if you have it, there is a need for a new bracha. So that works out beautifully. Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kaman, but Rabbi Yochanan in the Lishna Basra says that even if you buy it twice, you need to say a new bracha. That's lo krav meir v'lo krav Yehuda. That fits nobody. That fits neither of the Tanaim. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, who had into the Rabbi Yehuda, kana v'chazer v'kana nami tzarech levarich. No, maybe the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa that says that if you have it and then you buy it, you say a new bracha, maybe he would even go a step further. He would even say that if you bought it and then you bought it, you'd say a new bracha. Why do we formulate the machloka specifically in a case where it's you had it and you bought it, as opposed to bought it and then bought it? To let you know just how strongly Rav Meir holds the shita, that even if you bought it and you already had it previously, that you don't need to say a bracha. And kal v'chomer, if you've bought it twice, that the second time you buy it, you don't need to say a bracha. So frak the Gemara, okay, but why would you formulate the machlokas where you highlight shitas Rav Meir? Why not formulate the machlokas in the case where you buy it twice and highlight the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that even though you bought it twice, you still say a new bracha? Says Mar Koch Tera Adifle. We always like to highlight the sheet that says the heter. So we want to show, because that's always the greater chiddush. It's always a greater chiddush to say a heter, because when it got in the explanation that all the achronim give of why it is a Koch Tera Adifle, is that anyone could be machmir. To be machmir, the Gemara is an expression, Maseches Ksubos, mi ika hora'a le'isser, that you don't need a hora'a to say that something is asr. It doesn't take a major psak. Anyone can say something is asr. It's easy to say something is asr. You don't have to have confidence to say something is asr. But to have confidence, to say something is mutter, you have to be absolutely confident that it's actually mutter. So that's why the koach that there is adifle, we always like to highlight the shita that is matir. Now, in the Divrei Nechemya, in the back of the Gemara, he says, l'chora, that doesn't really work over here. Because over here, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, you're mevarech. L'chora, that's a koch de'atera. Because when it comes to brachos, the default position is not say the bracha, that it's just easy to be machmir and say the bracha, and you need confidence to tell you not to say the bracha. No, when it comes to brachos, safik brachos lahakel. The koach really should have been the koach de'isura, that you're not allowed, that the koach de'chumra, rather, that you need to say the bracha. That l'chora should have been the koach. So he said, maybe the bracha of Shechianu is different, because Shechianu, you could just say whenever the moment strikes you, that if a person feels a sense of he's overwhelmed by something, so maybe the bracha of Shechianu is different, that you're allowed to say it. So it's not, you don't have the same regular Savik brachas lahakel issues. Now Tosos on Nun Tesam Beis points out that Hilchsa Krab Yochanan Liba Delishna Basra Afilu Kana Vahadur Kana Shayu Lokeil Chadashim Keotzi Beilu Tzarech Levarich, that we paskin like Rab Yochanan in the Lishna Basra, that even if you purchase the same item multiple times, you say a bracha. Because if we paskin like Rab Yochanan even against Rav and Kal V'chomer, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Huna. But Tosos points out, like we said yesterday, Dafka Begadim Chashuvim, it's got to be something that really makes an impact on you, something that's a really important purchase. If it's something more minor, then a person would not recite a bracha. Okay, first very wide line on Samach Amud Aleph, Mevarich Al Ra. So we say you make a bracha on bad that will turn good in the future, but you still say a Dayana MS, and you make a bracha on good that will turn bad in the future, you still say a Tov Ametim, meaning you make the bracha in the here and now. Say, Echidami, what would be a case of something that's bad right now but will be good in the future? Could go on the Shakal Batka Ba'are, that his field was flooded. Even though ultimately it will make his field, the more sediment will come in the field and will improve the field, it will have more nutrients in it. So in the long run, it's good for the field. Hashtami Arahi. But right now, it's bad because right now his field isn't producing anything. Viala Tova, Echidami, what's the case of a Tova that will turn bad? Could go going to Ashkech Metzia. Avogav Deroy Hilda Didei, the Ishama Bamalka Shakalamine. You found the Metzia, very exciting for right now, but if the king finds out that you found this, he may go confiscate it from you. But right now it's good, and therefore you say a bracha on the right now. And the assumption is, we don't know what the future holds. You don't know if you're going to live long enough for the king to take it away from you. We have no idea what tomorrow brings. But you know that right now this is good, so right now you say a bracha on the tov that one is experiencing right now. The Mishnah said, that's a arezu tefillah shav. If a person's wife is pregnant and he davens that it should be a boy, so then that's a tefillah shav, because it's already been determined what the gender of the child is. It doesn't help to daven for such things. Masav Rav Yosef Acher Yolda Bas V'Tikra Shema Dina, that Leah had a daughter and she called her Dina. Mai V'Acher Sam Rav La'Acher Shadana Leah Din Ba'atzma V'Amra, after Leah made a cheshbin in her mind and she said, Yud Be Shvatim Asidin Latzis Miyakov, Yaakov Avinu is destined to have 12 Shvatim. Shishi Yatsu Mimani, I already had 6. V'Arba Min HaShvachos, the Shvachos already had 4. Harei Asara, that leaves only 2 more. Im Zeh Zachar, if I have a 7th Shevet, then my sister Rachel is going to produce fewer Shvatim than the Shvachos. Miyad Nevcha L'Bas. So right away, Adina turned to a Bas in order that that Rachel shouldn't be embarrassed. Shenemer Vatikra Shmadina. That's what the pasuk says. Vatikra Shmadina, because Leah had made it, had engineered through her tefillah that the baby should be turned to a girl, that it should not be a boy. Ironically, when Rachel had her first child, that child actually did produce 2 Shvatim, right? Yosef actually had Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe and Ephraim actually were 2 Shvatim. But in Leah's mind, she didn't have that cheshbon, that would make sense. But she actually did produce 2 Shvatim. So anyway, so it says, "Ein maskir in maisa nisin." So the Gemara's kasha was, how could Leah do this? How could she daven for the gender of the child? So answer number one, "Ein maskir in maisa nisin." We don't discuss maisa nisin, which pashtos means that when it comes to someone on the madrega of Leah, Leah is allowed to daven for a nes. We're not allowed to daven for a nes. Or maybe it wasn't miraculous. It was within the first 40 days of pregnancy when it could still change. First 3 days after conception, you should just daven, a person should daven that that the zera should be viable. Between day 3 and day 40, you could daven that it should, for the gender of the child. And from day 40 until 3 months, you daven that it should start forming properly. Between 3 and 6 months, you daven that it shouldn't be a miscarriage. And from 6 months to 9 months, you daven that it should be a proper delivery and that everything should go smoothly. So, frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Mima hani rachami? Does it help to daven for such things? So, Amar Avizu Bredi Ravami, Ish Mazri Atchila Yoled Es Nekeva, Isha Mazra Atchila Yoled Es Zachar, Shemar Isha Kisazri Aviyald Es Zachar. Doesn't the gender get determined at conception? How can you say that up until day 40, you can still daven for such things? At conception, it gets determined based on who's Mazri Atchila. Says, generally speaking, that's correct. At conception, it gets determined, but sometimes they're both mazriya bebas achas. And if they're both mazriya bebas achas, the gender will not be determined that early on. And in such cases, for such cases, one is allowed to daven. L'chora, it's a good kasha why one is not allowed to daven for a nes. Meaning, we all agree HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to change it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. So why is it that there is this Isser, and this is according to Shulchan Aruch, la'alacha, that one is not, it's a tefillah shav, and Rabbi Kivega writes in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, tefillah shav is Asr, that it's not just that, oh, I waste a lot of time, might as well waste time in tefillah. No, it's Asr, when one is approaching a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a certain protocol, and if you violate those protocols, it's an Isser. So why can't you daven for such things? So what the Achronim say usually is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafan Gimel, where it talks about the story of a man whose wife died, and she had just left an infant to nurse, and there was no one to nurse the infant, and the man couldn't afford to pay for a wet nurse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes that the man himself began to lactate and was able to nurse the child. So Rav Yosef comments, Bo rei kama gadol adam zeh shenas lo nes kazeh, that a person has such a miracle. So Abaye said, Nah, kama garua adam zeh shenishtanu lo sidrei bereishis, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meshane teva, it's not good, it's garua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created teva for a reason, and he wants wants to run the world with Teva. So it's inappropriate to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course he could do it, but it's inappropriate to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an ace, because that's not the way Hashem chooses to run his world. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Sech Shabbos Davlam and in Tainas Davchav that Lo Lamal Yam Lurad Makom Sakon of Yomer Shiasa Lo Neis Shemein Osin Lo Neis V'Motsin Lo Menachalom Mizchuyosav. Person shouldn't rely on miracles. First of all, they may not happen, and even if they do happen, it may be a net loss for you, because you have no idea what kinds of zechuyos that nes is costing you up in Shemayim. So maybe that's why a person is not supposed to dump for a nes. You don't know what the proper answer is. If you get the nes, it may be worse for you, because it's going to be menachalo mizchuyosav. It's also a sense of gaiva when a person davens for a nes, that ki'ilu he deserves a nes. Rav Moshe highlights this in his famous tshuva about buying life insurance, that a person is not allowed to rely on an ace, that a person has to it's a sense of gaiva to think everyone in the history of the world, except for like a few people that Chazal highlighted, have died, and a person can say, no, I'm confident I'm never going to die. So that's ridiculous. A person can't have such a sense of gaiva. The kasha is that there is one time that we do daven for an ace. The Rambam writes in Simun Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Dalid and in Simun Fresh Pei Bei Sif Al, I write about this in my Sefer in Simun Chav Ches and Chilik Al. He says if a person forgets Al Anisim in Birch Samazon, when he gets Harachim, and he should say Harachim. He asks Alanisim Kesheim Shasis Lavaseinu Beyamim Mehem Basman Azeh, and then you go into Bimei Matzio or whatever. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? How are you allowed to daven for a neis? So the Shari Tshuva quotes from B'char Shar. You're not allowed to say Shiasal Neis. Shiasal Lanu Neis. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is always Zocha to Nisim. Furthermore, the B'char Shar says maybe it's Dafka a neis like a Melchemes Chashmonai, which was Biderech Hateva, or the neis of Purim, which was Biderech Hateva. That you're allowed to daven for, but a neis that totally violates Teva, that you're not allowed to daven for. Or it could be that whenever you're davening for the Yeshua of Am Yisrael, that's a worthwhile nes to daven for, and ultimately the zechus that's going to come from that is going to be greater than anything else. Rav Sternbach also talks about this in Ma'adim Uzmanim, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Mem Ches, where he says that as long as you're not too specific, meaning if you daven, I want this nes, I want that nes, that's a problem. But if you say Nisim, everyone's experienced Nisim. Everyone you've ever speak to us, some story where a miracle happened. So you're allowed to say, Bagadol, in general, let Nisim occur. Okay, Hayababa Darach, a person is traveling. So Torah Abba Maisa, Bilal Zakin Shai Baba Darach, Bashama called Tzvacha Be'ir Hillel, who's traveling and he heard some ruckus in the city. Amar Muftach and Nishain Zabatach Beis, he says, I'm confident this is not coming from my house. That a person should have a certain sense of confidence in Bitachon in Hashem. Amar Rabba Kalhech, Didrash Laikra, Mireshul Sefer Midrash, Misefer L'Reisha Midrash. You could dash in this pasuk in both directions. The first clause before the second, and the second before the first. Mireshul L'Sefer Midrash. You could dash in it from in order. Mishmor Ra Lo Yira. Don't be afraid of any bad news. Matam Nachol Nivah B'Toch B'Hashem, because you can trust that Hashem is taking care of things. Misefer L'Reisha Midrash. You could also dash in it in the reverse. Nachol Nivah B'Toch B'Hashem. Person should have bitachon, and therefore Mishmor Ra Lo Yira, and therefore he never has to be fearful of anything. There was a Talmud following Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in the Shuk of Tzion. Chazit come after, and he saw that he was terrified. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz, I forgot to mention, by Leah and Yosef, by Dina and Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetzky writes that because of that change, there were some remnants of femininity left in Yosef and some remnants of masculinity left in Dina. That's why Dina was a Yatsanis and Yosef was Mesalsal Besaro. So, the interesting idea. Anyway, so Chazit Kamafkid, he saw that he was terrified. So he says, you're a sinner. That person who has pachad is a sinner. He's not having bitachon. But doesn't the pasuk say it's good to be mefachid? That's when it comes to Torah. Yehuda bar Nasan have a shakal vazel basrid Rav Amnuna. He was following Rav Amnuna. Itnach, and he groaned. Yisurim bay hau gavel asuya nafshei. You want to bring yisurim on yourself? Dichsiv ki pachad pichadti viasari asher yagurti yavali. What do you mean? Why is that going to bring Yisurin? I thought it's a good thing to have Pachat Tamid. No, who be Divrei Torah? Again, that's only when it comes to Divrei Torah. Rashi points out, Ashi Adam Mefachit Tamid Shematishtakach Mimenu Shemitokach Umaksu Lishnosam Tamid. Meaning that will be a motivation to want to chazer your learning. If a person has a Pachat that he's terrified of forgetting his Torah, so that will encourage him to chazer over his learning, and that's worthwhile. That's the kind of Pachat that's worthwhile. A person comes into a city. What should he say on his way into the city? That everything should go in peace. Nichlas Omer, once he enters, he says, I'm thankful for coming in peace. Bikish Latse Omer, when he wants to leave, he should say, Yotza Omer, once he's already left, he should say, Maldani Ufanach Hashem Elokai, Shalotse Sani Mikrach Zelishalom, Kshem Shalotse Lishalom, Kach Talicheni, Lishalom. And he should say a tefillas haderech for his next trip. What you do see is that there are two forms of tefila. There's tefila on a bakasha for what will be, for what's about to be, and then there's an equally important form of tefila of hoda'a al sha'avar, that a person has to have hoda'a. Now a person is not allowed to make bakashos on sha'avar. That's what we just had with tefila shav. That once the gender is determined, once there's already called tzvacha ear, then it's a, you can't make a bakasha, let it not be in my house. But a hoda'a, once something has already happened, is entirely appropriate. Amar Rav Masna, lo shana al b'krakshe in don v'horgan bo. All of these tefillos is only if it's a lawless place. Aval b'krakshe don in v'horgan bo lesan ba. But if it's a place where there's law, and they're not just going to kill you without first giving you a trial, then you don't have to daven for such things, because they're a fair place. Ikadami Amar Rav Masna, fil b'krakshe don v'horgan bo, zim d'lo misraim ili inish d'yel. You might not find a good lawyer. So even if there's a justice system, you still have to daven that everything is going to go b'shalom. Tan Rabbanan, hanichlas beis hamerchus to Omer. If a person goes into a bathhouse, he should say, Yirasom v'nach Hashem l'kai sh'tatzileni mizeh m'kiyotzi bo, v'al yere b'dvar kalkola v'avon, that nothing bad should happen, v'im yere b'dvar kalkola v'avon, te misasi kapara l'chola v'nosai. And if, God forbid, something bad does happen, let that be a kapara for me. Amar Rabbi, lo leme inashachi d'liftach pumei l'satan. We already learned, you're not supposed to daf your test. You're not supposed to open your mouth to the satans. Don't start talking about, and if I die, let this, don't say such things. Amr Yishlak, Shechein Tanu Mishrei Rav Yossi, lo olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. Amr Rav Yossi, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Tichsiv kemat, when it tells us not to open your mouth to the satan, tichsiv kemat kistom ha'inu la'amora deminu. Maya hadiluhu navi, and what's the response when you say we were like Sodom and Amora? Shimu dvar Hashem katzine Sodom. So then you labeled yourself that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So kinafik mayomer, and when a person leaves from the base of Merchus, what should he say? So I'm Rabbi Acha, Modan Yufnach Hashem Lekai, Sheitzaltani Mina Or, that I was saved from the fire. Meaning it could be a dangerous place, as the Gemara is about to elaborate. Rabbi Avo, all the Beibani, Rabbi Avo once went to a bathhouse. If this Bei Bani Mituse and the whole place caved in underneath him, so he was going to fall into the steaming baths. Israchash Nisa, Kamala Muda, and a miracle happened, and there was a post, there was a pillar that he was able to stand on, so he didn't fall in. Shaziv Meyav Echad Gavri Bechad Evare, and he was able to hold on with one arm, he was able to hold on to 101 people who otherwise would have plunged to their deaths. Amar Hainu Deravacha, Damar Ravacha, Nichlasek is Dam. This is in line with what Ravacha says, that if a person does something as simple as bloodletting, he should say, Omer Yirasom Fnach Hashem Elkai, She Esek Zel Li Lerefua Vaterapeni. That a person should say that that this should work as a refua, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately the rofe. It's not really the derech of Bnei Adam, meaning it's not really appropriate for us to be involved in refua, but that's already the minhag of humanity to be involved in refua. So at least when we do it, we should acknowledge the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's that ultimately all refua comes from Hashem. It's important Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to say this when you do any sort of minor refuah. A person takes an Advil, that it's an appropriate thing to do, to say a little tefillah, that let it be, let it work for a refuah. A lot of times people don't realize this, but it's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to train our children to do, that we should realize as we take medicine that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's taking medicine. L'chor, it's a kim daraisa of tefillah. If a person needs a refuah, so it's an esetzara, so that would be the din daraisa of tefillah. So it says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi lo lemin nishachi, that a person shouldn't say this. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel v'rapo yirapei mikan shenit rishus l'rofei l'rapos, that because a person does have rishus, don't say that it's not the derech to have a refuah. The rofei, a doctor, has the rishus to be merapei. Kikai may omer, and when he gets up, what should he say? Amar Ravacha baruch rofei chinam. That baruch rofei chinam. Now this is an interesting idea that nit rishus l'rofei l'rapos is a major discussion of whether what exactly exactly is the role of a doctor and what our attitude should be toward doctors. There's a famous passage in the Ibn Ezra in Shemos Perek Chafal Pasuk Yutes that dafka maklos p'tsoim chitzoniim, you have a din of refuah, that you're only allowed to go to a doctor for external injuries, but any sort of internal injuries, the Ibn Ezra says that that's not for doctors, that you just daven Ta'akarosh Baruch Hu for. In Avnei Nezer, he quotes Tshuva from the Aviyah Mechaber, where he quotes this Ibn Ezra, and he says according to that, it should be usher to go to doctors for most things that we go to doctors for. There's also a famous passage in the Ramban al Torah, Vayikra Perichavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he says that Klal Yisrael are shleimim and him rabim. They don't. The Klal Yisrael is not run al piteva, lo begufom, lo baartzam. Nothing in Eretz Yisrael is al piderach hateva. Nothing in Klal Yisrael is al piderach hateva. Not be klal, not be yachid, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, and he's yasir machal amikirbam to the point that actually it's sarchul rofe l'shtamir bedarach medarke arfus. We don't really need Rufus Kiani Hashem Rofecha. But ultimately, the Ramban says that a person is supposed to go to a doctor. And the Ramban was a doctor, of course. So ultimately, at the end of the day, for a Nashim Kamon, you know, the people like us, on our level, this is not Shaila, whether one goes to a doctor. But Nitan Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, it's also a major discussion in Poskim whether a doctor is allowed to get paid for practicing medicine. There's a passage in Sefer Chasidim where he says, absolutely not. So there's a discussion in the poskim why it is that doctors get paid. So Ramesh already writes that the system is set up in such a way that no one would, who's going to invest all that money in medical school and all those years and all the, if there's not going to be some way to make a living at the end of the day. So we wouldn't have any doctors if doctors couldn't get paid. So that's what all the poskim say, that of course it has to be, that they have to be able to get paid. It's not like they could be doing other things. They spent all those years training to do this if they're independently wealthy, so then maybe they shouldn't get paid to do the refuah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter Amud Beis. And Nichlas Beis Akise. A person goes into the bathroom. Omer his kabdu mechubadim kadoshim shasay elyon tenu kavod elokei Yisrael harfu mimenu ad sheinchem ad shekanes ve'eser ritzoni va'ava aleichem. Basically, he has all these malachim that are walking with him. So he tells the malachim, "Hang on a moment, you know, just wait for me out here. I'll be right back out." So he tells the malachim to wait for him. So Amar Abayi lo leme inishachi. Don't tell malachim that. Till mashavki levazli. Because they might abandon you, and you don't want Malachim to leave. In fact, in the poskim in Shari Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes that some are knowing not to say Tseischem L'Shalom on Friday night, because you don't want to tell Malachim to leave. So what's the Yishuv? Why do people say Tseischem L'Shalom on Friday night? You're not saying leave, you're saying when you leave, it should be B'Shalom, but not that you're not encouraging them to leave. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that we don't say this anymore. When we go to Beis HaKisei, we no longer tell the Malachim to hang on and wait for us, because we no longer are confident that we're at a Madrega where Malachim are always walking with us. And even if they are, we certainly don't sense it. We don't feel that the Malachim are with us. That's what they quote from the Abu Draham, that we don't say such things anymore. So says Gemara, Elema Shamruni Shamruni Azruni Azruni Samchuni Samchuni Amtinuli Amtinuli Achekaris Ve'etzich Ken Darkan Shal Bnei Adam. That you say, just wait for me, because this is something that I have to do, but please guard over me, please watch over me, because this is the derech of Bnei Adam that people have to use the bathroom. Kinafik Omer, when he leaves, he should say, Baruch Asher Yatzar Asadam B'chachma Uvrava Nekavim Nekavim Chalim Chalim Kalev Yadu Levnei Chisei Chvodecha Shimi Paseach Echad Mehem Oyim Sasem Echad Mehem Yev Shalam Ol Defanecha. That should be the bracha we know of as Asher Yatzar. Hagos Hagra adds one phrase, Afilu Shah Achas, that Yev Shalam Ol Defanecha, that we're not going to be able to stand even Shah Achas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so fascinating that we mention in the bracha of Asher Yatzar, Kisei Kvodecha. You would think the bracha of Asher Yatzar, it's like this lowly thing, you know, that we're like animals that we have to expel waste, and this is the way we are. But we mention the Kisei Akavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that this is a lofty thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humanity, that he created physical creatures that have a Tzelem Elokim. So my chasim, what's the conclusion of the bracha? Amar Rav Rofei Cholim. Conclusion is Rofei Cholim. Amar Shmuel Kashavinu Abba Lekuli Alma Katsiri. Everyone is a chola. Everyone who uses the bathroom is a chola. Ela Rofei Kolbasar. It's Rofei Kolbasar. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos. That the conclusion of the bracha should be Mafli Lasos. And predictably, Amar Rav Papa, since there's a machlokas, had to conclude the bracha, Rav Papa comes along. Hilkach Nirminu Letarvayhu. Therefore, you say both phrases, Rofei Kolbasar Mafli Lasos, because that's Rav Papa. Rav Papa is always the one that tells you to incorporate all of the different memros of the Amoraim. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that Rav Eliashiv points out in the name of Gadol Echad, that's why Rav Papa was zocha to banim Talmidei Chachamim, because of the great kavod that he had for Talmidei Chachamim, that he always wanted to incorporate what they said. So Tosus points out over here, what's the mafli lasos? So he points out that Mishum Damrin Brish Rabba ki Gadol Atavos and Flos Atalukim Levadecha Adam Osa No Od Afilu Yeshpo Neked Echad Male Machat Zedakis Haruach Yotze Ve'enu Yachol Lishmar Bo Yayin Vakarosh Baruch Hu Baru Nekavim Ba Adam Shomer Haruach She'enu Yotze Bimenu. That a person has a kli, you have a plastic bag, let's say, and you put a pinhole in the plastic bag and you try to blow it up and all of the air comes right out of it from one tiny pinhole. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all sorts of holes in the human body, all sorts of orifices in the human body, and somehow we still have a ruach. We still are able to keep our ruach and things aren't just spilling out all of the time. So that's the mafli lasos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of a human being. HaNichnas Lishnal Mitaso, a person goes to sleep, Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad Vayim Shema. He should say from Shema until Vayim Shema. Omer Baruch HaMapil Chavlishen Aleinu Yisnu Malach Pai Omer Lishon Basayin Yirtzom Tanach Hashem Elkaish Tashkvedu Shom Sein Chalki Bisor Secha, which is also fascinating that in Hamapil we ask for Torah. How much learning are we going to be doing during our sleep? But Elamai, it must be that we're acknowledging that even though it is enjoyable to sleep, but we're doing it for a purpose. We're doing it so that tomorrow we could be Ovid Hashem even better. This, and that's why the Rambam, when he lists the hundred brachas that a person is supposed to say every day, he starts with Hamapil. So you would think you'd end with Hamapil because that's the conclusion. No, Hamapil is the beginning. It's the preparation for the next day. Should be in the habit of mitzvahs and not averos. So this is an entire text of a bracha of Hamapil that a person is supposed to recite when he goes to sleep. And then the Gemara says, "Ki metayer omer," and then when he wakes up, Elokai neshama shenasad bi tahora ata yitzar to be ata nefach to be ata mishamer bikir bi ata asad lutim b'meni lachzir bi lasalavo kol zman shenasham bikir bi madar mi lufnecha Hashem Elokai velokai avsai ribon kolamim adon kol neshamas barachat Hashem hamachzim neshamas zufkar mason. So when he wakes up right away, he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning his neshama to him. There is a big discussion about the bracha of Hamapil, what the nature of the bracha of Hamapil is. Tosus back on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis raised the question why it is that we don't say a bracha of going to sleep in the sukkah. So Tosus gives two answers. Number one, he says, because he's saying bracha on the food, and that patters any bracha on the sleep. Inami, says Tosos, maybe you won't fall asleep and it will become a bracha levatala. So that's why you don't say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Says the Maritz Chayis, wait a second, then how can you ever say a mapil? If we're always choshesh, you're not going to fall asleep, and then it's going to be a bracha levatala. How could a person ever say a mapil? He might not fall asleep. So the Maritz Chayis says, nah, hamapil is not about this sleep that you're about to do. It's a birchas hashavach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a wonderful thing called sleep. So we're being meshabeach, the ribono shel olam, that he created sleep. So that you don't have to fall asleep for a mapil to work. That's why we say Hamapil. The Bir Alacha disagrees. Bir Alacha says, no, when you say Hamapil, you're saying Hamapil Chavli Shena Al Einai. It's on you, and it's about your sleep that you're about to do that night. And therefore, you have to give some other teretz as to why it is that we're not afraid, that we're not going to fall asleep. Maybe by Sukkah, it's different because you're out of your normal element. It's a little colder in the Sukkah, a little less comfortable in the Sukkah. That's where we're afraid you're not going to fall asleep. But by Hamapil, you're in your bed. Maybe we're not as afraid. So there are many nafkaminas between these two fundamental different understandings of Hamapil. I wrote about this in my second sefer, Simul Chav Beis, that number one nafkamina might be, what if you're not sure if you're going to be able to fall asleep? According to the Maritz Chayis and the Chayi Adam who agrees with him, you should still say the bracha, because it's a birch sashavach about sleep in general. It's got nothing to do with you. But if you're not sure that you're going to be able to fall asleep, according to the Bir Alach, it's very risky. So it's like saying in Baruch Priyates, and you're not sure if there's an apple. So you can't say such a bracha. The second nafkamina is, can you speak after Hamapil? Mishra Brewer makes a big deal about not speaking reading after Amapil. The Ramah writes in Reish Lamites, Ein Ochlu V'Shosim Lo Medabim Ramach V'Kriya Shema Shalmitaso El Yishra Miyad. That right after Kriya Shema Alamita, you're supposed to fall asleep. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're very thirsty or you have something important to say, it's mutter to speak after Kriya Shema, but not after Amapil. After Amapil, even if you have something important to say, don't say it. Why? Because that's Mishnah Berurah L'Shitaso, that Amapil is on your act of sleeping. But Maritz Chayes would say it's not a problem. It's not on your act of sleeping. It's a birchas shevach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Sefer Yishe Yisrael that if a person is mafsik and he speaks, he's einu chozer mevarich, because you can't be so confident that the Mishnah Berurah is correct. Maybe the Maritz Chayes is correct and the Chay Adam is correct. Another nafkamino, do you say asher yatzar after amapil? Let's say a person has to go to the bathroom after he said amapil. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't. It's going to be mafsik. Whereas according to the Maritz Chayes, you can. Another nafkamino might be, what if you go to sleep during the day? So if it's about my sleep, so I happen to be sleeping during the day, so then you say amapil. But if it's about, someone just asked me this, Shaila, a nurse who does a night shift, so she only sleeps during the day. She's working all night. So if it's about your personal sleep, so that's when she sleeps. That's her sleeping time. But if it's about the Bircha Shevach, so there's room to argue that these are machlok saposkim, there's room to argue that Bircha Shevach is only when the Olam is experiencing that Shevach, and the world generally sleeps at night, doesn't sleep during the day. Another nafkamina might be whether Hamapil should be after Kriya Shema or before Kriya Shema. The way the Shulchan Aruch has it is the way our Gemara has it, that you say Shema and then you say Hamapil. But in Yerushalmi it says the other way. The Yerushalmi says that a person is supposed to say Shema and keep saying it until he falls asleep with Shema. So it sounds like you said Hamapil before you say Shema. Another nafkamina, the Rishonim raised the question, why the Bracha of Elokein Neshama, the Gemara just quoted, doesn't start with the Baruch. So some of the Rishonim say, because it's a Bracha Smuchel Chavirta of Hamapil. That Hamapil leads right into Elokein Neshama. You just sleep for like 7 hours in between. You sleep in between, but it's a bracha smuchel chavirta. So that whether it's a bracha smuchel chavirta may depend on whether it's a general birchas shabbat or whether it relates to one's own personal sleep. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. There's also, by the way, many people that don't say amapil. It's a question whether that's just stam amaratzus or whether that's based on something. Rav Shtornbach quotes in the tshuva in Chelik Beis Mikol Flamed Aleph that chaside bells and briskers don't say it, and he says because they understand that the bracha is on chevle shena, which happens like the second before you fall asleep. So the person can't be omer on when that moment is, and therefore they don't say the bracha. Hard to imagine. Chazal were able to be omer on that moment, and we weren't. It's hard to imagine what that means. Rav Shechter in Nefesh HaRav also talks about this, and he says, no, once they incorporated Baruch Hashem Liolam, which has many of the inyanim of Amapil, Biyad Chav Kidruchi, and other psukim of Emuna, so then it became unnecessary to say Hamapil. Rabbi Abadi in the Tshuva and Or Yitzchak says that it's pure Amaratzus. To not say Hamapil, he says Chumras Hediotos Shelo Yeda Hadin. So he has strong Lashonos. Okay. So it says Gemara, Kishama Kol Tarnagola, when you hear the voice of the rooster, Leima Baruch Hashanas on the Sech Vivin, and Avchin Ben Yom Ben Leila. Kipasachene, when a person opens his eyes, Leima Baruch Pilkei Achivim. Kitaritz V'yasiv, when he sits up, Leima Baruch Matir Asurim. Ki Lavish, when he gets dressed, Leima Baruch Malbish Arumim. Ki Zakif, when he stands up, Leima Baruch Zokif Fufim. Ki Nachas La'aro, when he puts his feet on the ground, Leima Baruch Rokar Atzalamayim. Ki Maski, when he walks, Leima Baruch Hamechim Etzadi Gaver. Ki Siyem Misanei, Leima Baruch Shasali Kol Tzarki. When he puts on his pants, he says, when he puts on his shoes, rather, you say Baruch Shasali Kol Tzarki. Ki Asar Himayne, when he ties his belt, Leima Baruch Ozer Yisal B'Gvura. Ki Paras Sudra Al-Reshe, when he puts his turban on his head, Leima Baruch Ozer Yisal B'Sefara. Ki Ma'ativ Petzitzis, when he puts on tzitzis, Leima Baruch Hashem Kusham Tzosu Tzivanu, Lesate Petzitzis. So we've shifted now from Birchas Shevach to Birchas HaMitzvah on tzitzis. Ki Manach Tfilin Adare, when he puts tefillin on his arm, Leima Baruch Hashem Kusham Tzosu Tzivanu L'Niach Tfilin Al-Reshe, when he puts tefillin on his head, Leima Baruch Hashem Kusham Tzosu Tzivanu Al-Mitzvah Tfilin. Which, by the way, is an important Mar Makom, because this makes it sound like that's what you're supposed to do, to say two brachos like Ashkenazim do, and not like Sephardim do. Important discussion of Tosos here, but not for right now. Kimashi Yadei, when he washes his hands, Leima Baruch Hashem Kusham Tzotzizvanu Al Netilas Adayim. You should say bracha Al Netilas Adayim. Kimashi Ape, when he washes his face, Leima Baruch Hamavri Chevle Sheina Meinoi Usnuma Meafapai. Vira Tzomla Fanecha Hashem Elokash Targilena B'sor Secha V'dab Kenu B'mitzvah Secha, that we should be accustomed to Torah and connected to mitzvos, Val Tivienu Lo Lidei Chet V'lo Lidei Oven V'lo Lidei Nisayin V'lo Lidei Vizayon V'chofes Yitzri L'shtabilach V'rachkeinu Me'odom Ra Mechavera V'dab Kenu B'yitzvah Tov V'chavera Tov V'olamcha utineni ayom b'chol yom l'chein l'chas l'rach meinech aveni chol roi v'sigmoedi chasim tovim baruch at Hashem gomel chasim tovim l'am Yisrael. Essentially, we daven for success, and we daven not to have nisyonos. Now, it's true, a person has nisyonos, they can accomplish great things through nisyonos, but you don't ask for them. We don't ask for nisyonos. And adrabah, we find through all these tefillos that, yes, hakol b'dei shemayim chutzim yirei shemayim, and a person has b'chira chafshis, they could choose to do good and they could choose to do bad. But we daven for life experiences that will inspire us to do good, because we have b'chira to overcome a lot. We'd rather not have to overcome. We'd rather to be set up in a way where we're more primed for success. Chayav adam levarich. My chayav levarich al ra, k'shem shemvarich al tova. What does it mean? A person is supposed to be mvarich al ra just like al tova. Ilei k'shem shemvarich al tova, tova meitiv kachem varich al ra, tova meitiv atanal b'soros tova, somar tova meitiv al b'soros ra, somar brach dayana emes. Can't be that it's the same bracha, because it's a different bracha. You say dayana emes on bad things, not a tova meitiv. So amarav lo nitzcha lekabeluna b'simcha. No, it means even when bad things happen, person has to be mekabel b'simcha. Amar vachem shem belevi mikra. So four possible pesukim. Number one, chesed u'mishpat ashiru l'Hashem, ashiru l'cha. Hashem Azamera, Im Chesed Ashira, Ve Mishpat Ashira, that even if it's Mishpat, I'm going to sing. Rabbi Shimon ben Nachmani, Am Mehacha, Ba'Hashem Ahalal Davar, Be'Lukim Ahalal Davar, Ba'Hashem Ahalal Davar, Zumid Tova, and Be'Lukim Ahalal Davar, Zumid Pranos, that's even when things aren't going the way we would like them to. Rabbi Tancham, Am Mehacha, Kos Yeshua's Eso V'Shem Hashem Ekra, and then Sarav Yagur Emso V'Shem Hashem Ekra, even by Tzarav Yagun. V'Rabban Amri Mehacha, fourth and final possibility, Hashem Nasr V'Hashem Lakach, Yishem Hashem Mevorach. That Hashem gives and Hashem takes, but Yishem Hashem Mevorach, we're going to bless Hashem either way. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Oh.